Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. A Western New York man was surprised after driving home from a Buffalo Bills game, and he found a random college kid inside the bed of his truck.
Wow, look at that.
Somebody threw away a perfectly good college kid.
Normally you find like an empty six pack.
Right. I thought maybe like the kid like missed the table and landed in the pickup.
Apparently the kid thought it was his dad's truck.
I don't figure he's a Bills fan.
I'm figuring there's lots of beers involved.
Yep.
And then he decided to use the covered truck as a shelter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's just taking a little snooze.
Yeah, you got to think in, you know, along the lines of a drunk football fan.
It's got to be pretty cold out there. It's Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why it's a covered. Yeah. That's right. Why he picked that one.
Right. He could have easily been found dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Jack Nicholson at the end of The Shining.
Exactly
right. But how sheltered are you? It's just a tonneau cover over you. It's not like you're not getting in there going, ooh, it's toasty inside of here.
But this is nice.
But this beer is holding cold still.
Ooh,
that's good.
122.
Here's the video of the man finding the random guy in his truck bed.
Somebody hit the bed of my truck?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Were you at the Bills game?
Yes, sir.
Did you just like get too drunk or something?
I had no idea that you were in my truck.
What? Oh, they got home and found him?
Yeah.
He drove an hour away.
Yeah. Oh, man. Dude.
At some point, the vehicle's moving when you go... Sir,
or you would say, Dad. You still think it's your father's truck?
Dad, I'm back here, Dad.
Oh my god.
Yep.
You get home now. You got to bring the guy back.
No, no, you don't.
No, I don't.
No,
no way.
No.
I'm just amazed at these people that you find a human in the back of your truck. It's like, let me pull my phone out.
Yeah.
You don't
know
great.
What the hell you picked up. Yeah.
I don't think that's a bad move in this case.
No,
he's
it's
like,
not.
I didn't put him there.
Oh. It's good for everybody.
I'm going to get him right
confessing.
Now admitting that he
right.
got himself
yeah.
in there.
I did not kidnap
yeah,
this person.
Yeah.
Right, I didn't kidnap him.
That's a good
thing.
Point,
that's
Phil.
Good. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Most of the time, I'm like, yeah, we got to film everything. In
right.
this case, I'm like, yeah, he's covering his ass.
Yeah.
That's a good move.
Smart.
I locked my vehicle entirely.
Animal activist goes nuts on a woman who is legally fishing. This is an animal activist in England going completely nuts on a woman who's legally fishing. She was showing off a big one when this lady interrupted her video.
Jesus, what does that mean? You mean I hope it's a fish.
Smell like it.
Good heavens, that's a big one.
I can see why she's angry.
How'd you get that one?
I mean, we all laugh, so it means we're all seven, I guess.
Who cares?
Eight.
Who cares?
It's at a designated fishery, and the woman did eventually release what she caught back into the water.
She lost the big one, yeah.
Here's the clip.
God, you are disgusting. Put that bloody thing back in the water if it's not dead already. Put it back. You are disgusting. You are a disgrace. I hope that's recorded, because you are an absolutely bloody disgrace. It's a fish. Put it back in the water.
Does anyone want to take this fish and... bash her in the head.
Right.
And the English accent just makes it.
Just me?
It just makes it so much better.
It's just something like a Monty Python skit.
It does.
There's a fish in your hands. Where'd
you find a fish in? Because you're listening to go, nah, this ain't real. This is like a skit.
Exactly.
Right?
The
it
second
like
I heard the accent, I was like, I get this big smile. I'm like, you can yell all you want. I'm not listening to you.
You're going to get squirted.
It's like an English Edith Bunker.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And who exactly what she is.
Right. Who was videotaping? The chick that was fishing?
No idea.
I think she was taking a picture of the fish.
Oh, was it?
Or,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
she was taking a picture of a big one.
She was showing off the fish.
Right.
Oh.
Can we hear
beautiful.
That again? I just love it.
God, you are disgusting.
I heard
put
that before.
Put that bloody thing back in the water if it's not dead already. Put it back. You are disgusting. You are a disgrace.
Well,
I hope that's recorded because you are an absolutely
sluttish
disgrace.
Did she say sluttish?
That's what I told you. I said it before.
She says sluttish
disgrace. Wow. I was like, I'm using that today.
That's
somewhere
great.
I'm going
right.
to. But I'm getting my gas.
Yeah.
Sorry,
buddy. At the drive through.
Sluttish disgrace.
Sluttish disgrace.
That's got to be a new term. We got to coin that phrase now.
Chaz and AJ in the morning. Sluttish disgrace. Good morning, sir.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. I just want to let you know that on our Mystic iCam, there was a bucket truck there yesterday. I had a flashback.
That'll be happening for now.
I was like, I started to stutter on the air. How are you?
Good. Good. Today is National DJ Day?
Yes.
National DJ Day.
Well, congratulations, boys.
Thank you.
Yes. What do you get? Did you get anything good from management?
AJ said a cake.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I was speculating to be a cake. I said it was a cake.
Oh.
I said it'd be nice if it was
cake. Very
different
than reality.
Yes, no, and I'm speculating. First of all, don't listen to me.
I don't think that anybody does, do they?
Nobody does. AJ's message on National DJ Day, don't listen to me.
Right, you know what I mean?
Exactly, don't listen to me. I love it.
Does it
so
say,
what's going on?
Nothing. I'm going to play you some clips of us when we're just starting.
Yes.
So AJ is a young man, me as a 13-year-old.
Right.
Radio
person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Phil, can you look up National DJ Day and just, you know, the there meaning, should be a paragraph on this, like what it means, right, what do you do, right, who cares?
What do you do?
Is there something we're supposed to be doing?
You put CDs in.
Yeah. You weren't really working at 13, though, were you?
Yeah, I was on the radio.
Yep.
What, doing kid news? Or what were you doing?
kid news.
There was a community radio station in Derby. It started out on cable, so it was like Channel 12 or whatever, and you would just see pictures, and then the audio of the radio station would come on. And then it went to a 10-watt FM, but it was on top of Great Hill.
Yeah.
So it reached all of the valley.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was 90.1.
Okay. On the college station area.
What kind of format was it?
So that's the thing. It was a community radio station, so it changed formats each time someone came on.
Like
so
cable shows.
There'd be jazz. There'd be urban.
The Pakistani
Sunday morning,
hour.
We had a polka show.
Yep.
I did a rock show on Friday nights.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we had that in Stony Brook also, yeah.
But the audio you're going to hear is before I did the rock show. This is when I was, when I started, I wanted to be a top 40 DJ.
Right.
So this is me at 13 before I realized rock is my calling.
Okay.
Pre-puberty.
Puberty. There's a flow right there. Not easy to say, is it?
All right, here we go.
WLNV with Charlie Faze bringing you right through your party night. That's Friday night. Till 12 o'clock, 57 minutes after 5. That means 3 minutes of 6.
Thank you for helping us tell time, Jess.
Oh, my God. In heaven.
I've been listening to this for decades, and I still get red.
Your face is so red right now. Like
old
you got sunburn.
Old Chaz would crucify young Chaz.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. The time do you have to give the time?
I don't know.
I can hear you as yourself's boss.
No one owned a watch?
You idiot.
Charlie Faze. Okay. Oh.
Which actually isn't a bad name, really.
You need to change the name back to Charlie Faze.
Where did you get the name?
Wait, you need to have like a silver jumpsuit when you're like,
right.
I'm Charlie Faze.
And those glasses.
Yeah.
Is that your real name?
No.
Oh, God.
It was a phase just going through.
It was a phase.
Did you spell it with a Z?
I hope
yes.
so. Yes.
You did.
I did.
Yeah. Wasn't that how you spell it?
And the Z was like a lightning bolt in his logo.
Now, were you F-A-Z or P-H-A-Z?
All right, let me go back.
Okay.
Right through your party night, that's Friday night, till 12 o'clock, 57 minutes after 5. That means 3 minutes of 6. This is a tune from Boston, Don't Look Back.
See, I was trying to hit the post.
So you're telling the time over.
Right. I got to fill this, and I have nothing to say.
Look at me. I'm ambidextrous with type.
You're not even doing – you're saying don't look back, and here you're looking back.
You are right. Yeah. 13.
I got to give you credit. I think that's pretty good for a 13-year-old.
Oh, well, hold on.
But wait, there's much more.
There's more.
Hold that thought.
Center dealing with drugs and alcohol abuse. Got any questions?
So this is a public service
announcement. Feel free to call them. The number 735.
I don't want to give the number out over the air.
Yeah.
The way I said five.
Right.
Five. 735.
Smooth move, X-Lax.
I was everything I hate about disc jockeys.
Why?
735.
Hey, this is down. Channel 3 weather.
Feel the vibes.
But you got to hear how I roll up into this song because it's embarrassing, and then we'll move on to AJ.
Yes. Oh, no, please. We got to do more.
Is that a request?
And here's Jerry Rafferty, who used to live on Baker Street but moved right down the line. Go ahead, Jerry.
Like Jerry's there in the studio with you. Take it, Jerry.
I think today's National Cheese Day.
Right. Yes, that was a Gouda.
I like that you gave him permission. That was very nice.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Because he was waiting.
He used to live on
Jerry Rafferty, right down the line.
Right down the line.
But you see how I
see what I did there. Yes,
you see how I referenced the Baker Street song.
Yeah,
he used to live on Baker Street, but moved right down the line.
Right.
Sing it, Jerry.
Smooth and fresh jar, Skippy.
Jerry Rafferty's probably going, oh, my God.
I think it killed him. He's dead.
I think Phil wants to hear the, Taste of Honey?
Yeah.
What's the one?
This one's really
bad. What's the one,
Good
Girls?
This is the dark, yes. This is the darkest of the dark.
Yes, it is. Ready for Old Shady Dark.
Find it. It's a long file here.
Okay. Hey, it's Charlie Face. How you doing out there on a Friday night? 39 minutes after 6. Got a musical suggestion.
Musical suggestion.
What other suggestion would there be? I mean, a song request would have worked.
Everything I say loops into the legs.
Look how smart I am.
We can't have any
musical suggestion.
Oh, my God. He's 13.
Thank you, Scott.
Right.
That's all right. Let's see if I can find this piece of honey here.
Who are you here on WLNV with the Who? I'm Charlie Faze, doing it up with the OJs at 10 minutes of 7. She used to...
The OJs after the Who?
I know. It makes no sense.
OJ, he's doing it up.
He's doing it up. You gotta give him credit. Everybody can do it up.
Wow, you're doing it up.
Jesus. Yeah, I'll have something to, during the break, look for the Taste of Honey. But
are you sweating?
Yes, I am. I broke a sweat.
Are you sweating?
I'm sweating with embarrassment.
Next time he yells at us for something, we're going to go, hey, we were just doing it up.
We're just going right down the line.
I'm going to Baker Street for my musical suggestion.
I wanted Ruth to hear this, Scott. I don't know if you met Ruth. She's our new producer.
The first time
we cracked the mic with her, she got off the air. She was like, I hated it. I said, wait until you hear my first break.
Yeah, exactly right. You feel better now.
That was amazing.
You feel better now? Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, we have more crap coming up.
David Crosby dead at the age of 81. Jimmy Conflict on the show now to reminisce. So you've had some encounters with David Crosby.
Just like everybody else.
Yep. It's part of the line.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you handle this one, right? I mean, look, I'm sad he died. I want to lead with that. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I don't wish death on David Crosby. That's for sure. I mean, we did have arguments and issues, but you know, he never tried to screw me. Those people I dislike more than people that I have disagreements with. But
what were your disagreements with him over?
And that's why you're Chaz.
No, Charlie Faze.
Hey.
Let's put the knife right in the dead guy. Okay, here we go.
Put Jimmy in the corner.
Everybody else is.
See if he fights his way out.
Here we go. Okay, so we, Shelly and I, were putting together a concert in California called California Summer Jam. It was right after Watkins Glen, which was Watkins Glen Summer Jam. And it was Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Beach Boys, Joe Walsh, Jesse Colin Young, and I don't remember who the other artist was.
Wow.
And it was 1974, 1975, and it was down where they ended up doing the California Jam Festivals in the same venue, Ontario Motor Speedway in California. And the tour ended at Roosevelt Raceway, and then Neil went over to England because he was married to Carrie Snodgrass, who is an English actress.
Snodgrass.
And the rest of the band stayed in the U.S. And then Neil decided he didn't want to come back. So the agent calls me up and says to me, well, you're going to have Crosby, Stills, and Nash, but no Young, and we'll take 25% of the fee off because 25% of the band's not showing up.
Right.
I said, well, no offense against Crosby, Stills, and Nash, but Neil's more than 25% of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. It's
That's
a
right.
different band.
Oops. That's right.
It's sort of like Michael, as I look at it now, it's sort of like Michael Jordan not playing with the Bulls. He's not one-fifth of the Bulls. He was probably three-fifths of the Bulls.
Right, he was the Bulls.
Yeah, he was the Bulls, right. Yeah. So I argued, and I said, that's not right, and I called my lawyer up, and my lawyer suggested, I said, I'm going to die on this show now without Neil Young on it. People aren't going to buy tickets. And he said, cancel the show. So the lawyer sent a letter canceling the show, and I demanded the money that I had given Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young back. And David was good. David was good. He gave his share back, and Neil gave his share back, and Graham gave his share back, and Stills gave his share back. So it was nice. We got our money back, and everything was fine. And I thought everything was good. And about 4 or 5 years later, I'm up in Springfield at Symphony Hall for an acoustic Crosby, Stills, and Nash show. And I go backstage, and I'm very friendly with Graham Nash, and I go to Graham and say, give him a hug, and how are you, and everything like that. And David Crosby recognizes me. And I didn't think anything was wrong, and all of a sudden he goes, you're Jimmy Coplick, aren't you? And I said, yeah. He goes,
like all the names around the world.
Right.
He remembers your name because...
Right. Because he had to give me money back on
right.
a show that they weren't showing up at as contracted, let's
right.
put it that way.
Yeah.
Now, in his defense, you remember all the names of people who screwed something up
right.
in your life where you had to write a check out.
Yes.
Yes, but I didn't see, yeah, but it was Neil that did it, really.
Yeah,
right.
I don't want
That's
to,
right.
You know, I'm
yeah.
still do business with Neil. I don't want to get into any hassles with him.
I got you.
Right?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, he just lost it when I said, yeah, it's me, and I was completely unprepared, and he comes... We were at the dressing room at Springfield Symphony Hall, and he starts charging at me. And I'm looking at him, and I start to cover up because the last thing I'm going to do is punch David Crosby.
Right.
So
just held the fist out.
Yeah, I was doing nothing. I was cowering. Let's put it that way.
Punch him in the liver.
Right.
1981 was way before that.
Okay. And
you
by
started.
The way, I'm kidding.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. 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 This is all. Yeah, whatever. So, your fault, guys.
It is totally our fault.
So, thankfully, my great friend Graham Nash is one of the nicest people.
Damn box. Jimmy, we're going to switch over to the phone here.
Sorry.
There you go.
Graham Nash, your good friend.
Graham Nash.
Steps in front of me and tells David, don't touch him, and literally protected me.
Wow.
Nice.
Against David. So for the next 20-some-odd years, whenever he did Crosby, Stills, and Nash show, I made sure I didn't go backstage, or Graham came and said hello to me on the side, or Stephen, who I liked and wasn't as friendly with as I was with Graham, said hello to me. It was nice. And I stayed away. And then in 2007, I believe, we had Crosby, Stills, and Nash at Mohegan Sun, and David made some comment that really annoyed the Mohegans. And I get a call from the tribal council member saying, we don't want David Crosby on our grounds.
Wow.
And he said something really negative about Indians. And it had to do with the fact that he felt that Indians were not entitled to grab other land other than their tribal land to put casinos on. Now, whether he was right or wrong is not the point. The point is that I now had to basically apologize for somebody who tried to beat me up.
Right.
That's weird.
So I call up the chief at the time, and I explain, you know, a lot of people are going to be disappointed, blah, 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 and maybe I can get him to apologize to you. And his manager called up and apologized to the Mohegans. Mohegans, who are always very kind people, forgave him, and the show went on. So I'm asked by the manager to come back, and David, he thinks David should thank me. And I said, no, that's not a good idea.
Yeah, we're good. We're cool.
not necessary.
It's well, bring my
25 years. He's lived without loving me, and I love his music, but I don't need to say anything and see him anymore. I'm fine.
We're good.
Manager insisted on taking me back. I go backstage, and the manager says, you remember Jimmy Coplick, and I'm all of a sudden ready to pee in my pants, to tell you the truth. And he gives me a real dirty look, and then the manager explains that what happened, and I got the Mohegans to forgive him for the sin that he committed, and I think you should shake Jimmy's hand. Well, I put my hand out, and he gave me the old fish sort of handshake.
Yeah.
So I turned around, and I said to the manager, this was completely unnecessary. I don't ever want to speak to David again. And that was the last time I spoke to David Crosby, which was probably 15 years ago.
Wow.
I would have told him, I know he's going to be at 8 o'clock. He'll be alone. Got him!
Yeah. And, you know, there are a lot of stories like that, and he even admittedly has said, I'm an a-hole, and I really ruined a lot of relationships with my behavior.
Yes.
But there's no denying his music or whatever.
The music was great, but he was an a-hole. Yeah.
Hey, he's one of those guys, he probably would have been a lot more successful if he wasn't such an a-hole and stepped on everyone who was trying to help him.
Yeah, looking back, yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we didn't see Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young ever get back together over the last 5 to 10 years, because he said some nasty stuff about Daryl Hannah, who was Neil's wife.
Oops. Right.
That's different than talking about Neil.
Yep.
That's a different argument.
Now you cross the line. Now you're going to get it.
That's right.
Yep.
No, that's true. And I happen to have met Daryl Hannah at one of the farm aids I did, and she was one of the nicest, sweetest people I ever met in my life.
And hot.
Did she eat lobster?
Wasn't she the 8-foot woman or something? The 80-foot woman?
50-foot woman, yeah. Yeah, she played that too. Yeah.
Yeah. But so
after the lobster, yeah.
And a mermaid, right?
She was very kind. Neil Young is one of the kindest, nicest, sweetest people I met. Same with Graham. Stephen can get a little nasty at times, never with me, but he had a little bite to his personality. But so do many other people, right, Chance?
Yes.
Yes. So, you know, it's just, you know, it's sort of nice when that happens. And I love their music. Crosby, Stills, and Nash are in my top 10 of all time. I probably listen to them. I never let my personal feelings about artists interfere with my love of their music. And I certainly don't ever wish death on anybody. It was a sad seeing that. But as I thought, he lived to 81, and he lived on the edge so many years. He lived a long life.
We said that this morning. Yeah. Jimmy Coplick's on Live Nation.
Yeah.
Booked David Crosby multiple times. But we said it at 6. The story is not he died at 81. The story is he made it to 81.
Right?
Yeah. He didn't do drugs.
Drinking, drugs.
Yeah. He didn't do drugs.
Liver
drugs
transplant. Yeah. A hard life.
And, yeah.
In drug years, that's like 150.
Yeah.
That was a hard 81. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a
all right, Jimmy. Thank you. I just want to remind people. There's probably a few slots left for Friends of Jimmy.
Yes.
You know, there are times when there are concerts that create frenzies where everybody's calling me, everybody's looking for stuff. There's a few of those coming, and you'll get access to the opportunity to buy for these shows.
Yep.
And you got to get, I'm telling you right now, I'm giving you the opportunity.
Yeah.
Like Friends of Jimmy.
Grab it.
Sign up now so I can have peace later.
Yeah. Otherwise, don't bother me.
Don't call me.
Don't bother me.
FriendsofJimmy.com. Thank you, Jimmy. Let's talk to Andrew. He's a 23-year-old mechanic. Where are you out of, Andrew?
Glastonbury.
And then, the short version of your story is your longest relationship was in high school. And then she ended up cheating on you with your best friend.
Right.
You've had some dates with some wackos since then. We're going to try to help you put together an online profile with a dating expert.
Right.
But now you call Ruth when? Last night? The night before?
Yeah, I called last night, yep.
Last night. What was he saying to you, Ruth?
Well, Andrew has an update.
Oh.
Why don't you tell him?
You wash your hands? My hands are clean now.
That was how this all started.
Oh, that's right.
Greasy hands.
That's right. Let's go back to that because that's important. He's a mechanic, and he called in during our list of big turnoffs and deal breakers, and one was dirty hands, and he called up said, I'm a mechanic.
What do you want me to do about it?
What do you want me to do about it?
So he's dirty.
Okay, I bet you there's another part of him that's dirty, too, because of that.
Oh, greasy.
So you have an update. What's your update?
So I made a Tinder profile, and I've been, you know, like messing around with that app. And I recently got a match, and we were talking for a little bit, probably like 15, 20 minutes. And, like, you know, I was kind of, like, really interested in everything. So, like, I kind of took it, like, a step further, and I was like, hey, you got an Instagram or whatever? Like, let's, like, get off this app and try to go, like, somewhere else and chat. And I finally got her Instagram, and I asked to follow her. And when I followed her, she still literally has pictures of her ex-boyfriend on her Instagram page.
Yikes.
When was the last one posted?
Like, 3 minutes ago.
That'd be a problem.
Yeah, that is a good point. Yeah, I can look that up real quick, actually.
Because if it's months ago, then all right, so she didn't scrub her Instagram page of her ex.
Right.
Andrew, didn't you tell me that it was recent? It was like within the last couple
of... It was recent. It was November.
Oh.
It was November, and it's a picture of her boyfriend or her ex-boyfriend laying on her bed. And then he's tagged in it, so I clicked on his profile, and he's private, but his profile picture is still them two together.
Oh,
so
that's awkward.
Being like an open and honest person that I am, I'm like, hey, I just got a quick question, like, who's Cam? And she says, an ex-boyfriend, we don't talk anymore. We broke up recently, so I'm kind of dealing with it, but I'm also totally good because we broke up at least 10 times in the past 2 years.
Oh, it's an annual thing.
And I said,
perfect prime time for you to jump in here. You understand what I'm saying?
Say that little smirk like a Cheshire cat.
Listen to me. Pounce right now. Right now. Pounce.
I don't think this is necessarily a deal breaker.
Listen, it's not going to be a relationship, but you're going to do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. She's vulnerable. She's ready. It's now.
Just wash your hands first.
Look at it.
Dave's not wrong. If you know your role right now in this short-term relationship.
Yes, very short.
You could play this into what we would call experience in the dating world.
Yes. This is your time. And don't be like, oh, I'm a nice guy. I'm going to take you out to dinner. No. No. Just do what you got to do.
No dinner?
No dinner.
I'm not even buying you a meal. Not even buying you a meal.
Maybe a pizza. Right. Pizza tops.
Andrew, do not listen to them.
Right.
Pizza
buy her dinner.
No, don't buy her dinner. Waste the money.
No,
waste the
money. She's already sending you those
signals. She's already going to be back with her other dude. Stop it. No pizza. Okay. Like $12.95 tops.
You look at a piece of excess.
In and out. Equipment.
Andrew, may I ask how much you make an hour?
I make like $19, $18, $15, $19.
All right, perfect. Skip the pizza. Don't even.
So it's like how many hours of your hard work do you want to spend on this first date?
Right.
That's where you got to work out. Like this is 4 hours over here.
Right. No.
Yeah. Half a day.
Right.
And she don't want you to be nice to her. She's looking for the bad boy right now. You got to be the bad boy. Just listen to me and do it. Don't even listen to nobody else.
All right, let's take a couple calls. Is Dave right?
No.
Or is Ruth right?
Dave is 100% right. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
You're both, Ruth, I like you, but we don't know this girl. We know Andrew, right? We've talked to him a number of times. Yeah. He seems like he's a normal person.
I like what Phil's saying. Hey, we're friends with Andrew. We don't know this girl.
Why are we taking her side?
She's
going to
be back with the dude the next day. She's already showing you that. She's not going to take down the picture.
I just don't think it's a bad thing to be nice.
No, there's nothing wrong. No one is saying be mean.
I love her disposition.
Yeah.
No one
said be mean. Like her here.
Yes.
It's not a bad thing to be nice.
You be nice, but I'm taking care of my boy. Do what you got to do.
Trust me, don't be a nice guy.
Yeah.
No.
I suggested just
both make good points.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no.
You know, if you want to be nice, it's send a pizza to her ex.
No.
Yeah.
No. Right. Yeah.
All right, what do you think? 1-877-764-2535.
Don't get more involved in that relationship than you already have.
How are you leaning right now? What do you want to do, Andrew? What's your gut telling you?
Yeah.
see, that's the thing. It's like that. What is it? R. Kelly song, but it's backwards. My mind's telling me yes, but my gut's telling me no. So in a way, my body's kind of telling me no. Well,
go a little lower than your gut and right. Listen to that.
What's that telling you? What's that telling you?
You have to host a dating show. Yeah,
that was telling you wash your hands.
You don't listen to your gut.
It's not the gut you want to listen to. Is that what you're saying, Dave?
Right. Exactly. Get on this thing. Stop listening to these people.
So what are you planning on having a date this weekend, or you don't know?
Yeah, potentially tonight. And then if tonight doesn't work out, then we're planning on Sunday.
Well, how would tonight not work out?
Because she's with her ex. Right. Stupid.
That's
come
right.
On.
They got dinner plans.
He's with the ex.
Dinner plans, yeah.
That's right. If he calls and we're back together, not tonight.
Yeah, Sunday is easy to get away. That's why she's doing that. Stop it.
Right.
Tonight. Say, listen, tonight we're doing it.
We're doing it. You mean the date.
The date. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Right, exactly, right.
All right.
You guys want to hear my my Tinder bio of what pulled her in?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold that thought.
Don't move.
Let's take a...
Don't move.
Let's go to the phones.
Charlie Faye.
Charlie Faye says, let's go to the phone.
Right down the line.
I like that you're proud and excited of it, though. That's a good sign.
Craig and Shelton.
How you doing, guys? Good morning.
Morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm doing great. I just want to say that Dave is absolutely correct.
Thank you.
Why waste your time and financials when basically it's going to be
she just rolled her eyes.
Okay, so don't waste your money. Just
yeah,
this is just a physical relationship.
Invest in it. It's a dump and go.
Yeah, and don't
dump and go.
Oh my God!
Don't make it. Don't make an investment. Make a deposit.
Right, she's not a truck stop.
Thank you. See.
Hey Andrew, have you talked about what you're going to do?
And the date?
Right? I think so far it's a Mexican restaurant date.
Don't do Mexican.
That's fine.
Don't do Mexican.
That's fine.
Because an hour later you're gonna have gas and it's gonna be a problem. Don't do Mexican.
No, I think Dave's right again.
Yes, I'm right again. These are real world.
I will agree with you on that one.
Yeah. And if things get crazy and things end up in the place below your gut, then you're gonna be like, oh my god.
Exactly. Yeah. Too much sour cream. Too much sour cream.
Never Mexican on the first
day.
Although I do like the idea of you get the free chips and salsa, so you're spending less already.
There you go.
Yeah,
chips and salsa, margaritas, and you're out. Yeah.
A taco for two.
Perfect.
Sean in the truck.
Hey, what's up, Chaz?
Hey.
DJ.
Yo. Good morning. Got the whole crew. What do you think?
I think he can do either or. I used to be somebody that would play with girls. I had a Harley. I was picking a different chick up every night. I did what Dave said. But the chick I'm with now, I love her to death.
She's right next to you.
She has a mic.
She's listening, so that's why he's saying what he's got to say. Yeah.
You tell him. You tell him.
Thank you, Sean.
Do what he say.
John in New Haven.
Yeah, I agree with the guys. Hit it and quit it and just get out of there. Good experience.
Wow.
Hit it and quit it. There's a T-shirt, too.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate it.
And I'm only saying this because of her profile of what she's doing. She's in a situation where she's just using him. So go into it and know where you're at.
In North Haven.
Right. Yeah, so listen, Dave is 1,000% right, and there's a couple reasons for this.
No one ever says that.
On this, he's got a lot of clarity, I got to be honest.
Yeah, well, you didn't meet this girl at the library, you know what I mean? This is a Tinder profile. She's not looking for her next husband here, you know, or whatever it is. She's looking for what she's looking for, and I think, you can tell that she's totally not out of this other thing. I've been through a situation like this, and it's actually really good for the short term. But I wouldn't go trying to make wedding plans or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, anytime that little thought bubble pops into your head, she seems really great.
Right.
Because you're just the rebound
pop
guy.
It. Right. Pop it.
Right.
It's not going to be long term.
You could stretch it out too if you do it right.
Yeah. Make it a long term, like 3 weeks.
It doesn't mean you have to be disrespectful.
No.
But you just have to keep in mind it's not going the distance.
Chaz, she is on Tinder as well for a reason. She's sending the same signals. Like if they've already matched and they've communicated, there is a certain level of attraction that has already been established.
See?
Yes.
Thank you, Sean.
I think everybody's on board at a base level here, and I don't think you need to work too hard.
Ruth isn't.
Just don't.
Ruth's coming from the good place. No. There's love and happiness. It's going to be a good thing.
No, I just, the way you were talking, I just think that he, I don't know. Okay. what I had said was, don't make too much out of it. Just go hang out, have fun. Maybe you make a friend, maybe whatever.
Right.
But don't put too much pressure on yourself.
Definitely not.
Not sure if it was a red flag about the Instagram.
This is a Netflix and chill moment. That's what this is.
This is Ruth's theme
song. Theme music.
See? If you saw Ruth's profile, if she was single and she was talking the way she's talking, you'd wife her up. This is the one that you'd go, all right, we're going to do nice stuff. We're going to go for a nice romantic thing.
Right, we'll pick
and we're
going to
talk.
I'm washing my hands.
I'm not even going to kiss her on the first day, you know. But the girl that's laying in bed with her ex, come on. That's the one that, you know. That's meat on a slab.
That would be Dave. This would be Dave's.
Meat on a slab, Dave. Jeez.
You don't go to a barbecue and go, we're not going to have steak. We're going to have tofu.
Right.
Stop it.
I mean, to a point, you're right. Show up at her house with chicken nuggets. You're probably already in a good shape.
You want a 20-piece.
Andrew, does she look classy?
Solid 7, 7.5.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, I was saying classy, but okay. Let's hear about your profile.
What'd you write?
Then we got to go.
All right. So I got three pictures of me, just me and my dog, me and my motorcycle, and then like a selfie of me at work.
Okay. Oh, see,
and
then, the sensitive pic, the badass pic. What's the last one?
Excellent.
Me as a provider.
Yeah, all right. And my bio reads, I like long walks on the beach with my girlfriend until the highness wears off and I realize I'm just dragging a stolen mannequin around a windy parking lot.
That's hysterical.
If you're looking for someone with common sense, patience, and intelligence, keep looking. If you're looking for a bad boy, look no further. I'm bad at everything. Casual dinner date, anyone?
All right. You've used the right bait. You've landed this fish. Don't overthink it now.
Bait and fish. Meat slab.
Well, listen to what he's writing.
Listen. He's...
No, you exactly attracted this.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Now eat it.
Oh, God.
The steak. I'm talking
about. Catch it.
Yes. Right. All right. So you're going on the date.
I'm going to go on.
It's not a Sunday.
Right, we want to hear back from you on Monday.
And don't be soft and squishy. Do not go into, I think I feel like we're meant for each other's soulmates.
No, you got to live up to profile.
Yeah. Go in there badass.
Badass. Right. Fun time.
Yeah.
And bring the dog.
Yeah, you could care less.
Bring the dog.
Yeah, respectfully badass.
Right. Bring the dog.
Follow my rules.
You got it,
man. You're
going
to be fine. You got this.
Thank you, man. We'll talk to you Monday.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. I think we have him on the schedule for Tuesday with professional help.
He just got professional help.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, not us.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.